members that I'll just recognize, and they will be available to answer questions as well. Maritza Estramera is our program administrator for our Home Energy Solutions Income Eligible Program. Lindsay Buffwell is an associate program administrator also working on Home Energy Solutions Income Eligible. And Elizabeth Murphy is our senior program administrator working on our Home Energy Solutions Market Rate Program. And I am going to take a little bit of time just to give a bit of background on the program today. I have some data. I will go through that rather quickly, but I did want to show you some information about some of the work being done in New Haven, and then also some of the great partnerships we formed and the ongoing work we have. And I think the message I'd really like to leave you all with today is I believe our programs do a really great job of achieving energy efficiency and energy savings and other public and environmental benefits. We certainly have more work to do. This is not the be-all and end-all. We operate with a continuous improvement in mind, so certainly any suggestions that you have and ways that we can continuously improve the program is always, always welcome. And I think that's really a message I did want to leave all of you with today. So with that in mind, a bit of background. On Energize Connecticut. Energize Connecticut is the state's branding initiative to help both businesses and residents use energy more efficiently. It's a partnership between the Energy Efficiency Fund, which I'll explain in a moment, the Connecticut Green Bank, which is focused on financing, and we have some Green Bank representatives here as well. I believe they're speaking a little bit later. The Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, Tracy Babbitt is here from DEEP, and local electric and gas utilities. The Energy Efficiency Fund is essentially the pot of money or the fund that was established by the legislature back in 1998, and it was created by legislature to provide cost-effective energy efficiency programs, and it was initially focused on electrically funded mechanisms, but in 2005 was expanded also to include natural gas. And the main objectives were to advance the efficient use of energy, to reduce air pollution, negative environmental impacts, and promote economic development associated with reducing energy use throughout the state. So the programs themselves are developed and administered by the Connecticut utilities. That's United Illuminating, Southern Connecticut Gas, Connecticut Natural Gas, and in the upper part of the state, Eversource Electric and Gas. Together, and this is no small feat, mind you, we jointly develop and manage these programs, and we develop, we operate on a three-year plan cycle. So every 3 years, we develop a plan. We have budgets in place. The budgets are funded. I'll get to that in a moment, the funding sources of the budget. But through this three-year planning cycle, we develop these programs with the oversight and guidance of something called an Energy Efficiency Board, which is a great stakeholder representation to help us provide programs that offer value to all different segments of the market. And this plan is ultimately approved by the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. And if you have any questions specifically about that, we can take that in the open question time frame. We have program budgets that we establish. They're annual budgets, but we do put forth a three-year plan that has 3 years of annual budgets, and each year we have an opportunity to update those programs and budgets to make slight modifications. The funding sources that fund the Energy Efficiency Fund are both electric and gas. On the electric side, and I showed some percentages here, these are represented on your electric bill by something called a combined benefits charge. And there's something called a mill rate collection, something called and you don't see these spelled out, but they all go into a single line item charge. There's a conservation adjustment mechanism charge, there's a conservation adjustment mechanism which has a collection associated with it. We also receive funding from the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative and also the ISO New England forward capacity market. So there's revenue associated with the demand reduction related to energy efficiency that goes into this fund of money. There's also a conservation adjustment mechanism on natural gas bills. And so the money that comes from the ratepayers on the natural gas side is 100% is this conservation adjustment mechanism. And this all collectively goes into something called the Energy Efficiency Fund. So Today, I'm going to focus on a few of our residential energy efficiency programs that Annie had mentioned, predominantly home energy solutions and home energy solutions income eligible. And specifically in the New Haven area, we are predominantly seeing customers take advantage of the home energy solutions income eligible program. But I did want to take a moment to briefly describe some of our other programs so that you're all aware of the breadth of programs and types of programs that we offer that are funded through these ratepayer mechanisms. So home energy solutions and home energy solutions income eligible, I'm not going to detail those out because we have a few slides specifically talking about what those services entail in just a moment. I will mention on this slide, though, our other programs. On the residential side, we have heating, cooling, and water heating. We have rebates as well as what we call instant discounts. We call them instant discounts because they are applied upstream where we work through partnerships with distributors, and we're able to provide funding that essentially marks down the equipment so that contractors can buy them through the distributors at a reduced price and sell them to customers and users at a reduced price. So we're applying what we're calling instant discounts. We have a program called Retail Products, which focuses on energy-efficient lighting and energy-efficient appliances. And this is based on partnerships that we have developed between manufacturers and retailers throughout the state. And this is, again, also worked, also operated through an instant discount, if you will, mechanism, where we are essentially providing our incentives, in this case, upstream to manufacturers. And when you, as a consumer, go to buy these products at a do-it-yourself store, a big box store, you're getting it at a lower price than you otherwise would pay for it, because we've in the background developed these mechanisms to provide incentives for these energy saving products. We have incentives that go towards the construction of energy efficient new homes. It's called our new construction program. And then we have programs focused on public education. One of them is EE Smarts. It's a K-12 education program. And we develop curriculum that is ultimately delivered to educators who then bring it into the classroom and teach lessons in their classroom. We provide free curriculum material. We have the Energized Connecticut Center, and if you have never been, I would encourage you to please visit it. It's in North Haven. It's a public resource, free to the public. We have school tours that come through there daily, and it also hosts events, but it teaches the public about energy, where how the various sources of energy, how energy is used, and how we can all use energy more efficiently. And then we have museum partnerships, where we've partnered with museums throughout the state to help provide funding as well as guidance on the development of energy-related exhibits to educate the public in those venues. So I'm going to spend some time talking about the Home Energy Solutions and Home Energy Solutions Income Eligible Program. Our Home Energy Solutions Program is a in-home services. We call it a direct installation weatherization program. I know that's kind of a lot to take in, but essentially what we are there to do is work with homeowners to help them really understand their energy use, understand how they're losing or wasting energy, make on-the-spot fixes in the customer's homes, and then educate them about ways they can take advantage of deeper energy savings. So we have something called core services that we provide, and that's at the time of the visit, and I'll explain what those are in a moment. And we allow customers to take advantage of these services once every 18 months. We similarly, the HESS Income Eligible Program has the same set of services that we offer, and we have income 60% of the state median income, if a customer qualifies, they will receive services for no copay. The market rate home energy solution program has a small copay associated with it. The income eligible program has no copay associated with it. In addition, there the measures that are received for both programs, we offer something called core services. So at the main visit, the visit provides a comprehensive energy assessment. This includes what's called a blower door guided air sealing. So if you look at these pictures that we have up here, the top picture, which is, looks like a fan in a doorway with a red plastic tarp, That's actually a picture of the blower door test, and that puts the home under negative pressure so we can determine where there are air leaks. And the visit itself identifies where those air leaks are, and the technician will seal those air leaks. We'll do HVAC flow tests and duct sealing. We will provide energy-efficient LED and CFL lighting, and then water-saving measures, such as aerators on faucets, shower heads, and pipe wrap. And the services that this core visit amounts to for customers is roughly valued at $1,000. So it's a large amount of services. Customers, I should also note, also on a market rate visit have the opportunity to take advantage of what we call deeper measures. I have a slide that talks a little bit more about this, but they'll be assessed for opportunities for insulation, appliance upgrades, HVAC, heating cooling equipment upgrades, and similarly on the income eligible side, they are also evaluated for additional measures, but more of the cost, a greater portion of the cost, is subsidized through the program for income-eligible customers. I wanted to mention that our programs are very focused on providing high-quality services. We are first and foremost concerned about safety, and the first thing that occurs at a customer visit is a rigorous a walkthrough and a safety test, various safety tests. So we're looking at, we use BPI, certified professionals. These are certified technicians that are on our home visits and in both programs, and they will provide safety testing first and foremost. They'll look at the combustible gas safety, combustion appliance zone safety testing, and that's really to check carbon monoxide levels, to check for gas leaks. They're looking also on a visual inspection for ALM or asbestos-like material. They're looking for mold. From a service standpoint, they are providing what we're calling the core services at the time of visits, and that is all of your lighting, your air sealing, your water measures, and our focus with them is to ensure that no savings are left on the table and that they are really looking at the project comprehensively. The technician also focuses on something called a kitchen table wrap-up, so at the end of the visit, they go through exactly what they've done at the home with the customer and then the additional savings opportunities, and it's really focused around customer education. And the idea is to drive customers towards achieving deeper savings and proposing additional energy saving measures. One thing I did want to note is that we have a very robust quality assurance process that we've instituted statewide with our programs, and this utilizes a network of third-party inspectors who do both in-progress inspections on job sites as well as post-inspections to make sure that the technicians are doing the quality work that we want them to do. And we actually we have a report card system, a scorecard system, that helps us ensure that the vendors are providing high-quality services. Some of the deeper measures that I mentioned include insulation, central AC, air source heat pumps. I won't read these all, but everything from appliances, windows, and then we also have instant discounts, which I mentioned, that are offered through distributors, which are predominantly heating and cooling and water heating equipment. From the HESS ID standpoint, vendors are required to evaluate all homes for upgrades, and that includes insulation, windows, heating and cooling systems, water heating and appliances, and IE customers may be eligible for low to no cost upgrades. I wanted to give a quick snapshot of a case study. This is a HESS IE case study in New Haven, and as you can see, they had several measures. They had the core measures performed, but also heating system repairs, including clean tune and test, relay and thermostat replacement, and they were able to save 815 kilowatt hours annually, which amounts to $162, so significant savings from this customer. So now just a little bit of information on the work we've done in New Haven. I wanted to give a quick snapshot on New Haven and some statistics, which I'm sure many of you being New Haven residents probably are aware of these statistics here. And I wanted to mention, I know that in Annie's presentation, she did mention that there is a comparison with Bridgeport, and I wanted to make some notes here. We have been partnering with the city of Bridgeport for several years And we have had some great successes there. Likewise, I think we have had some very good successes here in New Haven, and we continue to have good successes, but there is still certainly more work to be done. Some of the successes I would mention from Bridgeport's the perspective of why things have been as successful in Bridgeport has been from a great partnership that we've had with the city and the mayor in the former mayor and the sustainability initiatives for the city. And we had citywide efforts such as God is Green, which is partnership with faith-based organizations throughout the city. We've been doing neighborhood canvassing there for 9 years. So as we have worked more closely with the city year after year, certainly the penetration becomes more and more. We have had a similar, Maritza and Lindsay have done an excellent job developing similar relationships here in New Haven. We've been doing the canvassing here now for 3 years, and so certainly the longevity isn't there, but we are making strides and we are developing those partnerships. We've done some other initiatives such as Soak Up the Rain, which is based on rainwater runoff management. So I will breeze through these slides, but I'm happy to talk more about the data. I wanted to give a snapshot of our customers weatherized since 2010. In the city of New Haven, we've had, since 2010 and then through April, 2,193 customers that went through Hess and 6,193 customers that have gone through Hess IE. That includes single family and multifamily. And then this is a great snapshot. It actually shows the percentage of customers weatherized in New Haven compared to the rest of our territory. So for Hess, of all of the customers in our entire UI territory that were weatherized since 2010, in Hess, 10% are in New Haven. And for Hess IE, 26% are actually in New Haven. So I think that's a really interesting statistic to share. In terms of ownership type, we, since 2010, owners that have gone through Hess, it's owners in Hess, 64% compared to 36% of renters. But if you look at Hess IE, as you know, many of the income eligible population are in renter owned properties. So 75% of the work is renter compared to 25% owner. This is also a statistic that is actually in line with what you had mentioned, Annie, and we certainly recognize that this has been a difficult nut for us to crack. As you can see here, we've done quite a bit. Hess is predominantly focused on single family. You can see Hess, 57% single family, 38% multifamily, and 5% 2-4. Hess IE, we have a slightly larger percentage there that reaches 2-4 at 9%. But then our primary focus, as you can see, not focus, but where we're reaching the most amount of customers happens to be in the multifamily 5-plus area, and then 19% on single family. So what this tells me, and as we've looked at this data, is we certainly have more work to do there on the 2-4. And I should note, though, that we have made some really good strides. We have developed some partnerships with some property management companies, and we actually have a project coming up with a property management company that's going to go through our program to weatherize 300 units that are income eligible, gas heated units, so that's a great. We're making some strides there. In terms of deeper measures, for Hess, there is typically a copay at the customer investment to invest in deeper upgrades. And so we actually show a low percent of rebates redeemed for Hess customers because there is a significant investment that those customers have to make. Conversely, on the Hess IE side, the majority of those deeper measures are covered. And so we see an uptick of 87% of add-on measures. And those are predominantly in the range of 90 to 91%. Insulation. We see a lot of insulation upgrades. We see about 7% windows, and then about 2%, less than 2% are heating and cooling equipment. I wanted to just show some maps briefly. This first map shows the New Haven Hess market rate customers that were weatherized, and those are weatherized in the census tract area. So the red dots that you see up there are in a low-income census tract, and the green dots are Hess in a non-low-income census tract. And then this map, actually, are Hess IE customers serviced in New Haven since 2010. Again, the green is, I should say the red, is in the income census tract, low-income census tract, and the green is in the non-low-income census tract. So I wanted to switch gears and mention some challenges that we have identified in New Haven that we're constantly trying to overcome, health and safety barriers. Annie made a great point, and certainly we do encounter those regularly. Our vendors encounter those regularly. The most prevalent of those in New Haven are high carbon monoxide, mold, and asbestos. And we have recently undertaken an initiative to begin tracking the prevalence of those barriers, and that's a statewide initiative that we're embarking on with Eversource. Another barrier we've encountered here is that the partners in the area don't have resources to remediate the health and safety issues that are encountered. And so the health and safety barriers do sometimes prevent weatherization. Oftentimes they will. If it's a mold issue, a vendor can't go in and perform a blower door and do air sealing. If it's a high CO issue, we may be able to engage partners and do something called a clean, tune, and test. So we have ways that the vendors can work to help the resident progress through and try to remediate the barrier. But there are some that are very difficult, and we really can't perform blower door guided air sealing. In those circumstances, in some circumstances, we can do we can perform some courtesy measures. We have no New Haven-based vendors, which is interesting. When a vendor is located in a town, they tend to saturate that area, and we have none that are actually based in New Haven, so that's been an interesting barrier. And then one other barrier that we've encountered is the segmentation of the neighborhood, and that's been a tricky nut for us to crack, but Marissa and Lindsay have done an excellent job trying to penetrate neighborhood by neighborhood. I wanted to share with you some of the partners that we've been actively working with here in New Haven. The Center for Children's Advocacy, the Yale New Haven Hospital, we run a utility clinic with them, the City of New Haven Youth Department, who we partner with on our canvassing efforts citywide for the last 3 years, Clifford Beers, we have a referral program with them, the New Haven Health Department, Livable Cities. I can give you some more information on these in the Q&A session if you'd like. And then these are some of the outreach events affiliated with all of those partners. So we continue to be active in the city. We're certainly looking for more partnerships, and any suggestions that you have, we are all ears. And we should note here that one thing I did want to note is that we had a light bulb exchange. Let me note here that last year our summer canvassing targeted 10,000 customers and had 174 homes weatherized. That canvassing effort is about to kick off next week, right, Marissa?
Yes.
And we're very excited, and we partnered with other organizations to help make that a success this year. And we also hosted, actually this past weekend, a light bulb exchange at Seatown in Fairhaven, which we had a good amount of foot traffic. We were able to exchange and provide LED light bulbs to residents in the area, in the Fairhaven area. And you can see here some of the stats on what we achieved in terms of savings and customer education related to this light bulb exchange. And we were also able to educate customers on a smart air conditioning program that we have. And we've got 30 sign-ups from New Haven residents for that program on Saturday. So with that, sorry I rushed through those last few slides, but I'm happy to answer any questions a little bit later. I put my contact information up here, as well as Marissa's, and we are more than happy to take any questions and any feedback or suggestions that you may have as well. Thank you.